Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 7th. A proposal that would pave the way for driverless cars in Colorado cleared the House on Tuesday with widespread support. As Benta Berkland reports, supporters say it would help Colorado prepare for new technology and automation.
The measure aims to set a framework for driverless cars, and advocates say they want the state to be a leader in testing the technology. Democratic Representative Jeff Bridges of Greenwood Village is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan proposal.
Things are going to look very different 50 years from now. Drivers are not the end of the automation revolution. People from drivers to doctors are going to be changing industries, are going to be needing new jobs.
A handful of House members oppose the bill. Many worry enough protections aren't in place and say it would displace workers. The Senate still needs to approve the changes the House made before the bill can go to the governor for his signature. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado is now in its fourth year of legal recreational marijuana. Lawmakers spent the first couple years making changes to how the plant is grown and sold commercially. But now they're looking to crack down even further on homegrown cannabis. Benta Berkland and KUNC's Luke Runyon have this feature story.
All right, we are going to start this story in rural Larimer County, Colorado. I am driving up into the foothills, an area called Wrist Canyon, just west of Fort Collins. And I'm heading up here to meet with a neighbor to a marijuana grow that he says is causing lots of problems in his neighborhood.
You want to do a drive first so you know while we're talking?
Give me a lay of the land?
Yeah.
Great.
This is our disgruntled neighbor. We're going to call him by his middle name, Anthony. He's concerned about using his full name for fear of retribution. We travel down a bumpy dirt road to the property at the heart of this dispute.
This is where they were growing in those rings.
A cluster of large, homemade wooden rings that could probably hold more than a dozen plants are strewn out on the ground. There's a machine shed and a camper van. Last summer, Anthony says more than 100 marijuana plants were being grown here.
Because he can't grow inside. He has no power. He has no water. So to irrigate this marijuana, they had to haul water on our roads and tear the shit out of our roads.
He says the grow site is a nuisance and likens it to having a bustling commercial grow operation in the middle of a residential neighborhood. That much unprotected marijuana out in the open, he says, could draw the wrong kind of people. I reached out to the land's owner. He declined to be interviewed.
Marijuana is a big money business, and I don't care if people use it or whatever, but follow the rules.
But the thing is, at least in Larimer County, these growers are following the rules, because the rules are vague. These operations are called cooperative cultivations, and they've become a big headache for local governments across Colorado.
Because we don't regulate them from a land use perspective, there's no kind of permitting required.
Michael Whitley oversees Larimer County's land use code for marijuana grows.
There's no specific regulation that says you can't do it that way, that you can't, you know, kind of get multiple caregivers together to all cultivate on the same property.
As of now, state law gives a lot of leeway to homegrown marijuana. Medical marijuana caregivers can grow upwards of 99 plants. Each person in Colorado can have 6 plants. And in Larimer County, there's no plant limits for a single property, meaning a grower can take care of hundreds of plants, as long as each of them has an owner to claim them.
If they claim that these 6 plants belong to me, and these 6 plants belong to my friend Jim, and these 6 plants, etc., who's to say that they're not?
And with that much unchecked marijuana growing in Colorado's rural pockets, Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith says it's easy for the black market to absorb it.
We have a product grown in Colorado, easy to transport, desired in other states.
Smith says the homegrown product isn't subject to the taxes commercially grown marijuana is, meaning you can undercut the dispensaries. Or if you get it out of Colorado and to a state where it's still illegal, you might double or triple the going price.
Law's economics says diversion's going to happen.
Unlike large-scale commercial marijuana grows, which are under the thumb of state regulation, these cooperative ones aren't. but that might be changing. Larimer County officials want to require home growers to cultivate their marijuana on the land where their primary residence is located. Things could be finalized by the end of April. Homegrown marijuana has been a hot topic at the State House this session, too, and Benta Berklint picks up that part of the story.
The major proposal would limit the number of plants grown for medical purposes at a residence from 99 to just 24. Republican Representative Cole Wist of Centennial says it would help law enforcement and prevent diversion to the black market.
Our liberal laws regarding plant count are being abused by folks that are seeking to ship marijuana outside the state.
Lawmakers are also concerned about public health risks, such as excessive power and electrical use that can pose fire hazards, noxious smells, mold, and water damage.
We had over 100 witnesses that came and testified, and I heard them loud and clear that they don't want us to criminalize medical treatment. And I completely agree with that.
To that end, Wist's bill would limit all plants grown at residences to 12. But a caregiver or someone on the medical marijuana registry could get double that amount. Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont initially opposed the bill.
Most of our jurisdictions already have some sort of plant count limit. And so it's a little confusing to me why we would want to actually draw more attention to this issue.
Singer was always okay with limiting home grows for recreational users, but he had major concerns about medical marijuana.
If there's a kid with a seizure disorder, if there's a kid with cancer, they can't be smoking it by law, which means that it has to be distilled into, you know, a liquid tincture form. That takes a lot of plants.
But Singer came on board after the Senate made changes to the measure, doubling the medical limit to 24. He says he's now comfortable that it covers most patients. In the end, the House unanimously passed the bill, and so did the Senate. It now heads to Governor John Hickenlooper's desk, and he's indicated that he will sign the bill.
I believe that the largest amount of plants a caregiver is allowed to have anywhere in the country, I think, is 16 outside of Colorado. I think most states, it's 12.
And with the Trump administration's new attorney general, Jeff Sessions, the governor says it's especially important to rein it in.
Probably not a good time to be going out and trying to make waves around this.
The plant limit proposal is one of several marijuana measures being discussed this session, including using marijuana as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and setting up parameters for communities that want to allow recreational pot clubs. I'm Benta Berklint at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.